May third lateral good evening.
Examine the Lord state of my Shiksha Guru. Let the Leela Pravisham Krishna Pasisma Bhakti. Vedanta Swami. All Chandi Pasan, Dharma Jari, and all ordinance. Yesterday, we heard that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after the dandavat was broken, became some angry. And he told that all Nityananda Prabhu, Gadadhar, Mukunda, Chandrasekhar, Yusuf, first go to Jagannath Darshan, or I will go, Yusuf comes. I don't want to be with you. And then they told the Prabhu, you should go. We will come later on. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You know Dandabhanga. Now the place is somewhat grown. After that he crossed the Sapta Kulapa or Tharanala. And he saw Jagannath Dev Dhaja and Chakra, and from there he became Chantamas Pranam. And from there he came to Jagannath temple. And he went inside the temple. And when he saw, at once Radhika moved, changing so heavy that he could not tolerate. And at once he fell down and became senseless. After so long time he is thinking, say to Parananath, fine, oh my most beloved, after long time I have met, and he could not tolerate and fell down. Then Pariksha, having some speed, bamboo, the gods, oh, they were ready to beat him and to take him out. But Sarvabhauma at once was there, and he stopped them and wept, and he saw that, oh, I have never seen all the symptoms in world, in any devotee. I have read in books, but never. And wonder. Sudip, Pradip, all Sattva power. Then he thought that, oh, maybe any Mahabhagavan. And then he asked the disciple, you should carry into my house. And all day, 4, 5, 6, they take in their hand and with Sarvambhartacharya, they went in the house of Sarvambhartacharya, not very far away from the temple. And then you can go and see. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was unconscious till 3 prahar. More than 5 hours. And it became 3rd prahar. Third daytime. In the meantime, Nityananda Prabhu, Gadadhar and Chandrasekhar, Mukunda, all 5, they came to temple and they saw, they heard a sannyasi came and began saying. And then Sarvabhauma has taken him to his house. Then at once they went to Sar Pampatacharya. Oh, saw that, oh, he is unconscious, not tired. Anyhow, Sar Pampatacharya told them to go and take lesson, then come, return back. So Nityananda Prabhu with his company went to Jagannath and he took darshan and again came and he began to do Beda Kirtan. Sarani Mahaprabhu, Hare Krishna, loudly. After some time, oh, he became consciousness and jumped. Hare Bol, Hare Bol. Then Sarvabhautacharya told Prabhu, you should not go alone to take darshan of Jagannadi. I will go with you, or I will send my anyone with you, but don't go alone. After that, he told Gopinathacharya, his brother-in-law, oh, you should go to Kashinath Mishra Bhavan. He is my father-in-law. Huh? Auntie. You should go and keep there a very solitary and very good place. No one comes. Oh, you should. Then they go. And after that, what became? Dialogue with Sarvabhautacharya, how he received his parichay, that who Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, and then discussion with Gopinathacharya. Sarvabhautacharya told, who is this person? And Gopinath told, you know, he son of Jagannath Mishra, whose father was, his father-in-law is Nilambar Chakravarti. So, he's of Navadvip. Then he told, I know Nilambar Chakravarti. He was last friend of Nilambar Chakravarti. Oh, then I'm very happy that he is anyhow relation to me, this sannyasi. Oh, I will teach him Vedanta and I will improve his sannyasi. Then Gopinath said, to whom you are telling this? Who is he? Sarvabhautacharya, and there were so many his disciples. Who is he? Oh, he is himself Supreme Lord Krishna. Then the disciples told, how you can tell that he is Supreme Lord? And you should tell, they told, that by Anuman anyone can know. Not that is no Anuman Praman. Anuman is not Praman, not evidence. Nayamatma pravachani nalabhya namedhya srutena yame eshi krunite tena eva labhya tasa ishatma. To whom he becomes happy, pleased, and mercifully he told that I should reveal myself to him, then anyone can know. Others, it will not be by that you are very shastra. I know you are very great pandit. In this whole world, no in oh, like you. But you are bhaktiless. You cannot know. So this dialogue was going between them. Then Gopinathacharya told, if he will his mercy, then you can know one day. And he went after that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to darshan with Sarvam Bhattacharya, and when he returned, then told, "I want to teach you Vedanta. Oh, you are my guru like my father. I have given myself in your lotus feet. Please teach me." And then he began to explain, Athato Brahma Jigyasa, Anandamaya Abhyasa, like so many sutra, and began to explain. And he began to tell that Brahma Satyam, Jagat Mithya, Yog Naam, Brahmaiva Naparam. Oh, Brahma is Nirvishesh, no quality, Nirgun, Nishakti, no roop, no quality, nothing is Nirgun. And he also told that Shruti just like that, Apani Pado, oh, he has no form. He also told the Arupavat Evahi Tatpradhanatva, oh, he Arupavat, he has no form. In this way he began to tell so many things. 7 days he explained, but Mahaprabhu only hearing, but hearing only, not telling. Very good, very good. Oh, I am not understanding. Nothing. And he became very wonderful. How this sannyasi? Why? I think he did not understand. But why be silent? Why not asking? Then he vividly asked. And then what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this Pada Sannyasi, told Madhva Maharaj in this.
Haribo!
Om Abhyanatimirandhasa Gyananjana Salakaya Chaksurun Militam Yena Kasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Vanchakalpatarubhascha Kripasindhubhayeva cha Patitanam Pavanebho Vaishnavebho Namo Namaha Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. First of all, I pay my humble obeisances and the lotus feet of my Paramaranja Gurupad Padma, Om Vishnupad, Ashtodara Satasya Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Srila Bhavan Goswami Maharaj, and Om Vishnupad, Parirajakacharya Varya, Ashtodara Satasya Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Srila Narayana Goswami Maharaj. I pay my obeisances under the lotus feet of my spiritual grandsire, Nitya Lila Prashtam Vishnupad, Srila Bhakti Pradhan Keshav Goswami Maharaj, and Nitya Lila Prashtam Vishnupad, Srila Bhaktan Swami Maharaj. At the Mayavi senses, all Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis headed by the Dandi Sannyasis. You have heard from Srila Gurudev, Sriman Mahaprabhu, he was young Sannyasi. Seeing his youth, Sarva Bhattacharya became very worried. Why? Because there is some relation. If there is some relation, then you worry for others. If there is no relation, no worries, no worry at all. So he told Sarvam Bhattacharya that I will teach you Vedanta. By this way, I will help you to maintain your renounce order. Mahaprabhu, okay, that's very good. You like my guru and you will teach me, this is very nice. But this thing, Mukunda and Gopinacharya could not digest. Then they came to Mahaprabhu and told, what kind of ideas he has? He is telling he will teach you. What Mahaprabhu replied, what harm? If he is like my guru, if he teach me, it is very good. And prior to that, when discussion was going on between Sarva Bhattacharya and Gopinath Acharya, Gopinath Acharya told that he is Bhagavan. He has all symptoms of Supreme Personal Godhead in his body. Then Sarvabhauma told, oh, no, it is not possible at all. How come he is Supreme God? Gopinath replied, your heart became so hard due to only logic. So how can you understand all these things? When his mercy will be upon you, then you can understand. Gopinath Sarvabhautraja became little angry. His face became red. Be careful. What is the proof that you have his mercy? Then Gopinath smiling replied that Vastuvatva Gyan Hoi Kripate Brahman. The knowledge of Saman Bhoman Bonam, the absolute truth, only know by his mercy. Then Gopinath Acharya quoted one sloka. When our four-headed Adiguru, Brahmaji, told, Atha pite deva padammu jadaya prasada lesana grita evahi janati tattang bhagavan mahimno nachannam api chiranvi chinnan. When Brahmaji stolen Krishna's cows, sadi calves and covered boys, he thought he is merely a boy, milkman's son. When he understood he is not an ordinary boy, he is Supreme Personality Godhead, then he did pranam and he told, O Prabhu, only by your causeless mercy someone can know you, there is no other way to understand you. Same way, now Gopinath Acharya told this thing to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. When this disciple of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya arguing with him, that how you can understand that he is saying Bhagavan, then Gopinath Acharya told, Vigyamat Praman, that means who is realized soul, who realize who is God, they are telling that he is God. And oh, then you may think, you may inference that he is Bhagavan, then he told no. Anuman Praman no Ishwar Tattva Gyane. By your inference, you could not understand who is God. After that, when Mahaprabhu went for darshan and came back, then Sarvabhauma started to teach him Vedanta. Vedanta is among our all scriptures, very top subject and very hard. Because among four Vedas, only to know one Vedas is too much, but among our four Vedas, Vyasadeva compiled in condensed form 550 sutra, the condensed form of Vedas, so extremely hard. So, and Gurudev is expert teacher, he may stop in between if I tell anything wrong. So don't laugh at that time. If you want to laugh, you can laugh. No, I think not at that time. So, when he's teaching, Mahaprabhu is completely silent because he told you have to listen Vedanta. If somebody is listening anything from Gurudev, you understand or not, if someone can understand by your face, because face is the indication of mind. If you understand, you can shake your head, yes, very good, yes, if not, become very great. Later you can understand, ask any question. But Mahaprabhu, there is no symptom of he understanding or not. He is so great. Someone understood his heart. You told, oh, for 7 days I am teaching you and you are hearing Vedanta, but you understand or not. I could not understand your heart. If you could not understand, you have to ask me a question. If understand, then yes, very good, go on. Yes, keep going. But no movement at all. Then Mahaprabhu very politely replied, O Bhattacharya ji, the condensed form of Vedanta is very clear, very transparent. But what you are explaining, your commentary, like cloud covered the sun. He is explaining in Brahma Sutra, ek athato brahma jigyasa janma dasya jata anandamayo bhasa arupapa tevahita pradhanatva. All this condensed form, this meaning is very clear, very transparent, but your commentary is completely covering the meaning. Then what you are telling about that Brahma is Sang Bhagavan, and that Sang Bhagavan is Krishna Chandra himself. Then Mahaprabhu quoted slokam Srimad Bhagavatam, अहो भक्तम नंद गोप प्रजौ कसम जनमित्रम परमानंदम पूर्ण ब्रह्म सनातनम क्विस पूर्ण ब्रह्म दैट अहो भक्तम द ब्रजवासीज दैट सो फॉर्चुनेट दैट कृष्णा बीइंग स्वयं भगवान सुप्रीम पर्सनली गॉड हेड ही बिकेम देयर फ्रेंड एंड रिलेटिव एंड दैट स्वयं भगवान ही हैज सिक्स ऑपुलेंस ही हैज ऑल फर्स्ट टाइम ही हैज सो मेनी in energies, are you telling he says no vices, is no pastime, no so potential? How we can tell that? Even in mention our scripture in Gita, Aparyam Vitvastannam Prakriti Vidhi Mekvaram Jiva Bhuto Mahabhav Jadyam Dharjati Jagat. By this, his Shakti is completely clear here, he has Shakti, his potency and he is potent. How we can tell he has no potency? And if only he has no form, but what you are telling in this condensed form of Vedanta, Arupabhat Evahi Tat Pradhanatva, in this one is clear conception is there. Arupabhat means, or means no. Rupabhat means he had not form. What form? Not material form, but Tat Pradhanatva. The prominency of form is there. This is the general meaning. And you are completely covering this meaning. So he has form also. And in Bhagavatam mention about his form in three places. One by Yajnapatnis, that Samam Hiranya Paridhi Vanamalya Garha Dhatu Prabala Nanavesa Manu Pratanse Vinnas Dhastra Mitarina Dhunanam Abjam Karnat Palala Kapola Mukhabja Hasan. Other place, our Adiguru Brahmaji describe about his form. No Middhati Aprabhapuse Etaridam Paraya Gunyapatamsa Paripitchalasan Mukhaya Vannasvajika Valabetta Visana Venu Lakshma Sri Midupate Pusubanga Jaya. Moreover, my Prajigopis, they told Barha Piram Natavarvaku Karanayo Karanikaram Vipradvasakana Kakutisambai Jantinchamalam Randhana Venu Rasudaya Purayana Gopa Vrindai Vrindarannam Sapadarvanam Pravisad Gita Kirti. All the hatred is about his form. How we can deny he has no form? Even in about his Shakti, he mentioned so many places that he has three prominent Shaktis, three potencies, like Tadini, Sambhit and Sandini. Natasya Karjan Karananja Vidyate, Natat Samasya Vadikasya Dishyate, Parasya Shakti Vividhaiva Sriyate, Savagir Jnana Bala Kriyacha. By his Gyan Bal Kriya, three Shakti. Gyan means Sambhit, and Bal means Sandhini, and Kriya means Ladini. Three Shaktis are there. How you can tell him, how he had dared to tell? He has no Shakti at all. But Sarva Bhattacharya told that it mentioned in scripture that he is Nirvises. Suti Jalpati Nirvisesam. Mahaprabhu told in which Suti he told the Nirvises? In same Suti is told that Savises. Because Paravidhi Balavan, when there is a government, in the country there is a government, they pass a rule. Federal law, after that sometime, they do some amendment. Now, what will be more powerful? Which is doing later on in the, by amendment? In same way, in beginning Suti told that Nirvises, but same Suti told later on that he is Savises. That means he is the more powerful. And moreover, that in Shankaracharya, he, by order of Bhagavan, he did this Mayavad philosophy. He has no fault at all. By order of Prabhu, he did so. And in Ved Mahavakya is pronounced from Omkar, all creation has been done. And even for Brahma, it mentioned that from him, creation from him, and after that, enter him, that in this subject matter, all cases and vocative is also there. And you are telling he has no activity. And it mentioned that Apani Pado Javanatrahita Pastata Chakshu Siddhnatva Karana, that he has no hand, no feet, no ear. But not mentioned there clearly. Although it mentioned Apani Pado Javanatrahita, he has no leg but he can walk. He has no hand can take. What does it mean? Like we have material senses, but God has no material senses. His senses all are transcendental. So everything is transcendental. And in Shankaracharya to make his activity clearly, to fulfill the desire of God, he took four pradeshik vakya. Aham Brahmasmi, Tattvamasi, Pratyanam Brahma, Sarvam Khalidam Brahma. But only this pradeshik vakya means one side, not complete vakya. Pranav only Om. From Omkar, creation has been done. When Mahaprabhu is giving on for another argument, then Sarvam Bhattacharya, he gave counter argument and some cho, some vitanda, other things. This is the technical term of nay. But Mahaprabhu cut all his argument. Then Sarvam Bhattacharya became stunned and speechless. Then he understood, oh, this Krishna. Then he said, oh, fie on me, fie on me. I am arguing with him so much. Then Mahaprabhu told, oh Prabhu, please give me shelter, I am surrendered completely. When this mood came in his heart, then Mahaprabhu's heart became melt. What happened? Then Mahaprabhu showed his own form, four-handed form. After that he saw again his Krishna form. If you go to Jagannath Puri, very close to Jagannath temple, the Sarvam Bhattacharya's place, Mahaprabhu's 600 form is there. By two hands he playing flute, other two hands he has bow and arrow, other two hands he has danda and kamandalu. He showed him that he is himself Sri Ram, Sri Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sanna's form. Seeing this, he became deep pranam and complete friend. Then Mahaprabhu embraced him. Getting embrace of Mahaprabhu, all ecstatic symptoms come in his body. Seeing this, Mahaprabhu's associate and Gopinath Acharya became very happy. So, oh Prabhu, you delivered Sarvam Bhattacharya's very good job. And when Mahaprabhu, Sarvam sends it back again, then he dancing very loudly and chanting, Hari 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 Bol Hare Krishna chanting. As before you have heard, I forgot to tell something, that when Mahaprabhu was senseless in Jagannath temple, when discussion was going on between Gopinath Acharya and Sarvam Bhattacharya, then when Sarvam Bhattacharya not ready to accept him as a god, then Gopinath Acharya told, you have seen his ecstatic symptom, Sudipta Bhav, to know the Sudipta Bhav. Sri Rupa Goswami Pada has explained in Bhakti Goswami Sindhu that eight ecstatic symptoms, first called Dhumayit, then Jolit, then Dipta, Uddipta, and Sudipta. Dhumayit means when an ecstatic bhav is there in devotee's body, but can hide himself, can control, then called Dhumayit. When more than one is there, but can control, called Jolit. But more than two is there, or can control at some time not, then called Dipta. When more than four or five, but not control at all, then called Uddipta. When all ecstatic symptom is there, not control at all, called Sudipta. It only possible with eternal associate of God. Seeing this, when Sarvam Bhattacharya not accepting that he is God, Sarvam said, oh, I have seen in scripture, but how it possible an ordinary person? Guru told, you have seen all these symptoms, so why not accepting God? Sarvam Bhattacharya, when not accepting, Gopinath Acharya told, when Mahaprabhu bestow his mercy, then he can understand he is God. So now Gopinath told, which I told as before, it happened for you. Now we bound to accept in God, and now he is joking. Then Sarvam Bhattacharya told, oh, Prabhu, because you are near and dear to Mahaprabhu, due to your relation, Mahaprabhu bestow his mercy. That is not at all. Mahaprabhu told, in scripture it mentioned that sambandha, abhideya and prayajan. Krishna is sambandha, relation between Krishna and Jiva is sambandha, and abhideya is bhakti and prayajan is Krishna prem. All discussion took place very nicely. After that, Mahaprabhu went, he is Kashimishra Bhavan, and next day Mahaprabhu went for darshan of Jagannath Dev, early in the morning for Mangala Arati. When Mahaprabhu went there, then the pujari gave garland, Mahagarland of Jagannath Dev and some prasad. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu direct came to the place of Sarvam Bhattacharya with Mahaprasad. And And Mahaprabhu knocked the door. As soon as Mahaprabhu knocked the door, Sam Bhattacharya woke up from his bed. And prior to that, when he used to woke up from the bed, then Aham Brahmasmi, Tattvamasi like this. Now he's calling Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Hearing this, Mahaprabhu became extremely happy. Oh, now Sarva Bhattacharya is speaking Krishna, Krishna. And he only woke up from his bed, not wash his hand and face, not did his morning duty, not chant his Gayatri. Mahaprabhu gave Jagannath Prasad in his hand. Smart of Brahmin, without doing all these things, washing hand and face, and without his morning duty, and especially without chanting Gayatri, they will not drink any water. But when Mahaprabhu gave this, Mahaprabhu wanted to test him. His mind completely changed and still smart of what is there. Then Sarva Bhattacharya taking prasad and took immediate and told, Suskanga parjusitanga bhapi nitanga madura deshata trapti matrena bhaktapam natva kala vicharana. That means, if Mahaprasad is dry, Suskanga parjusitanga, we can tell, not fresh, and bring from far distance, so immediately you have to honor Mahaprasad when you get it. So Sarva did so. Then Sarvabhauma told to Mahaprabhu, O Mahaprabhu, you are Sri Bhagavan, you came to deliver the world, not big task, but you delivered me, wonder is the biggest task for you. Then Sarvabhauma told Mahaprabhu, when another day Sarvabhauma was going to Jagannath Darshan, but not going Jagannath Darshan, came to Mahaprabhu. And he asked about sadhan, sadhan. In bhakti limbs, there are so many bhakti limbs, what is the best? And Mahaprabhu told, Harinama, Harinama, Harinama Iva Kevalam, Kalam Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gatirannatha. You know all this meaning, but my time is running out, so I am not going to explain. So, another day, Sarvabhattacharya took Damodar and Jagadananda, and went darshan and sent some prasad, and he wrote two slokas to give to Mahaprabhu. Then Mukunda took from Jagadananda and wrote on the outside of the wall, and then gave to Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu asked and wrote, read that slok and tear the palm leaves and throw. But Mukunda wrote on the wall, and then all devotee memorize it. The slok is that, Vaidakka Juga Bhakti Rasam, Vaidakka Vidyan Yo Bhakti Yoga, Siksha Tameika Purusha Purana, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sarira Dhari, Sri Pan Buddhi Jastavaham Prapate, and Kalan Nastan Bhakti Yoganja, Pradeskatun, etc. That Vaidakka Vidyan Yo Bhakti Yoga, Sriman Mahaprabhu, Krishna Himself, incarnate in this world to touch each Vaidakka, his renunciation, and his own bhakti. For that Krishna came in form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and going down in the lotus feet of him. So, but Mahaprabhu does not like that he reveal everyone that he is Krishna. He wants to cheat others but could not cheat Bhakta. By this way, all Bhakta memorize this sloka and recite this sloka all time. And by this way, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's glory spread everywhere. By this way, Mahaprabhu delivered Sarvabhauma. Whoever listen this, their karma and jnana will be destroyed, and bhakti supporting karma and jnana will manifest in their heart. By this way, Srila Kaviraj Goswami has told that whoever listens this carefully, their all the mundane karma and mundane knowledge will finish, and bhakti parak karma and jnana will be manifest. And praying all Vaishnavas and Srila Gurudev that my all mundane karma and jnana will be finished, and tattva jnana and bhakti parak karma will manifest in our heart. Just like Mahaprabhu delivered Sarva Bhattacharya. But I don't know who is Mahaprabhu. Only by causeless mercy of Gurudev we can understand his Mahaprabhu. So I pray to Sri Gurudev to deliver me from this world. Hare Krishna.
So you should know that in this world mostly Indian pandits and learned scholars, they follow Shankar Vedanta in the idea that Supreme Brahma is only knowledge. Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, Brahma. Satyam, Jnanam, Anandam, Brahma. His Ananda Swarup, his knowledge. But really this is wrong. Mahaprabhu told that he is Ananda and also Anandamay. In Brahma Sutra, Vyasa has told Anandamayo Abhyasa. You should do bhakti to Anandamay. Though he is Ananda, but he is also reservoir of Ananda. Not only Ananda. He is Gyan, but he is also Gyani. He can give Gyan to others also. So he is Gyani. So he is not Nirakar, shapeless, formless. He is like Supreme Lord, Krishna to Bhagavan Swayam and other things he is told. Also you told, Jeev is Brahma, soul is Brahma, sarvam khalu itam Brahma, tattvam asi Brahma, tattvam asi, you are also all Brahma. Aham Brahmasmi, I am also Brahma. Sarvam khalu itam Brahma, in this whole world, what we see, all is Brahma. Mahaprabhu told, these are not actually Mahavakya, prominent Vakya of Brahma Sutra, Veda. Prominent Mahavakya is Om. And Om means Krishna, Supreme Lord. A jeev. Krishna is who in Srimad Bhagavat told, he has told all. Ete chanskala punsa Krishna. Oh bhagyam, oh bhagyam. Paramananda purna brahmasana. How do you explain that he has no fault, no quality? He is very merciful. If Supreme Lord Brahma is not merciful, then what is the need of worshipping? No need at all. If he cannot do anything, then what is gained from him? No need of such a Brahma. Also he told, oh, Shruti is Praman. First Praman is Shruti. Praman? Evidence. We know that our stool, urine, our bones after death are very impure. But Ved tells, Sankha. Sankha is consel. Oh, it is bone. And also cow dung and cow urine. Oh, always Pavitra. And we take this. Even we do Abhishek of Krishna by Gobar and everywhere we have consel in temples everywhere. So these are pure. So Shruti is telling. You are not telling Shruti. You are doing kalpanik vyakhya, twisting the meaning, not abhidha, but lakshana, not abhidha means not direct, indirect. Vedanta. John Marcus, okay. Joto mai mani putani, jayante, jena jatani, abhisham visanti, tati, vadit in Brahma. From whom this world has come, from in the end to whom this world will go, who is protecting and nursing this whole world. He has seven selves: karta, karma, kriya, karta, karma, karta, karma, karana, adhikarana. Means, Bhagwan has created this world. The world is in Bhagwan. This world is only for Krishna. So, so many seven karta he is here. How he can be shapeless, formless, what? Without any quality? Also, if sarvam khalu idam is Brahma, means everything in this world, what is, if it is Brahma, then how world can be mixture? First, we have first told, Brahma Satyam Jagan Mitya. How you can tell this? So this is not. And if you are telling that all jivas are Brahma, then that Aham Brahmasmi, you are Brahma, Sarvam Khalidam Brahma, then you should know that Mahapati is only one. And these are Pradeshik Va. Pradeshik means partly. Pradeshik. Not a second, not prominent. Esa Anu Atma. In Mundak Upanishad, that is Seku. Atma is Anu, but Parambrahma is Biku. Jeevi is Anu, so it can be covered with Maya. And Brahma is Mayapati, the master of. How they can be both? Especially Baladrasa Bhagasya Saddha Kalpitasya Cha Bhago Jeeva Sabhikya Sacha Anantaya Kalpate. Baladrasa Bhagasya Brahma Vasattvat Grihanatva. Oh, in this world, he is Brihat. Brihat means that whole world is in one core of Brahma. Only one. So lakhs and lakhs Brahmands and Brahmands may be one. And everywhere. Brahma is also Jeeva is part and parcel of Brahma. Coming from Tatasasat, he can be covered with Maya. But you tell it that Brahma and Maya, Jeeva are same. Jai kahe dande tar jo. Maya dihis, Maya was. Those who are telling like this, Maya gives him punishment, so you should understand. And also it has been told, Jeeva par mar hansa. Jeeva is minute and is part and parcel of Brahma. Jeeva is Gita. Mama ivanso. Jeeva loke. Jeeva loke sanatana. Jeeva is so many thousands and thousands and lakhs uncountable. And Jeeva is ansa, part and parcel of Brahma in Gita. And also Krishna is not in Nirvishesh without Shakti. He told, नतस्य कार्यं करणं च विद्यते न तमत् समस्या विकर्ष्य दृश्यते परास शक्ति विविधैव जीव शक्ति माया शक्ति चित शक्ति लादिनी शक्ति संपित शक्ति समझनी शक्ति सो मेनी शक्ति आज सो इन दीज ही एक्सप्लेन सो दैट ही रेज सो मेनी क्वेश्चन बट महाप्रभु cut out his all argument and then he knew that oh he is Krishna. Then he fell flat in his feet and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, oh, first Chaturbhuj Roop, then Krishna Roop, and also it is said that Sarbhuj Roop, Krishna Roop, Ram Roop and Mahaprabhu combined the land. And then he became a high class of Vaishnava. He told this loka, Bhakti Padesha Dhaya Bhat,
Bhakti Nukam Pabhuti Ichamano.
Mukti Padesha Dhaya Bhat. Approved it. You need not tell this. What is in Srimad Bhagavat? He said, okay. Mukti Pade means Mukti in the lotus feet of Bhakti. So Mukti Pade. Oh, then. That is told, Prabhu, I want to know the meaning of Atma Ramasya Vadeo. Mahaprabhu told, first you should explain. Then he explained in nine ways. Mahaprabhu told, you are Prihastha. No one can explain. Then Sarvam. He told, also there are some more meanings. And then he told 18 kinds of
explanations.
And then he told, oh, without Krishna Supreme Brahma, anyone cannot explain all this.
Even without touching is any meaning. Who is with us before nine, not touching any meaning of him, and he completely is here.
He became, after that, he became very pure. Mahaprabhu told him, oh, you know Rasta Prabhakti? Oh, I don't know. I first used to Raramanand Prabhu. Job with him that he does not know anything. But now I am realizing. High class of Rasik Tattva Bhakti is there. You should go, if you will go to South, you must meet him. Gaur Praman. After this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Nityananda Prabhu and others, my brother Vishwakarma has left world and he has become Vishwaru and he has taken sannyas. But for so long I have no received any news. I want to go to Dakshin, South India to search him. But I will go alone. Not any will go. Then they requested them a Brahman Bali, Balak, Nam, Kala Krishna Das. They sent me him and he went. He went in South, so many he saw temples and here and there. Then he went to Raj Mahendri Kapoor, where Rai Ramanand was governor of all that land, South India, the governor of Maharaj Pratap Rudra. And he met with Rai Ramanand. What dialogue between them, how they meet, begin.
Now Prem Prayajan should continue. We may meet tomorrow also. Because subject is very, very deep. And you should know. You can have some questions also about if you have any confusion. So now drama plays would be begun as one without delay. If delay, then I will go.
Hari Bol, tomorrow also, for those devotees who still want to take initiation, they should come to my house at 8:30 a.m. You must come at 8:30 a.m. or it will not happen. The Srila Prabhupada has to be delayed and it will not happen. So 8:30 a.m. in my house, if you still want to take initiation, you must be recommended by any senior devotee.
Because higher sacrifice will take place here tomorrow, 10 a.m. If you come late, then you can attend higher sacrifice. So our humble request that you'll come or initiate at 8:30 a.m. the place of Mukunda Prabhu. And higher sacrifice took place here in Bible from Brahman, headed by Sipar Damodar Maharaj.
Hare Krishna, those devotees who need flights to the airport or to the train station must see me tonight, this evening, at the registration tent, right after the class, right after the play. Also, any devotees who can volunteer as drivers or volunteer vehicles, please also see me at the registration desk. Yeah, and if you miss me tonight, after Prashad, in the afternoon lunch, Prashad, you can see me there as well.
Alright. Also, very quickly, we have one sort of emergency. Shyamapriya Dasi, if you could please call home. Shyamapriya Dasi from Guatemala. If you could please call home.
By the way.
Start immediate drama. Hare Krishna drama. Start immediate drama.
Books are running out, so get your books tonight. We may not have any tomorrow morning.
Thank you, Shabbat.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Gauranga Pandit was a great devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who lived near Navadweep in West Bengal. Mahaprabhu was very merciful to him.